Alien relative. Parts of this poem are derived from USCIS Forms I-130, Petition for Alien Relative, and I-485, Application to Register Permanent Residence. Alien relative, naturalized, borders stepped over our bodies, dotted lines, crossed the ocean. You been to the U.S.? This land is my monster. This land is your monster. Swallow a salty sea. What dictatorship got propped? What communism stomped? In your country, slaves have statues and faces on money. You say white America is the worst white in the world, but tips exceedingly well. I am filing this petition for my monster. Gained status through marriage, too broke for bands, gone down to City Hall, and by an authority vested in drones, by the state of New York, by the states united, we did. Write your name in my native alphabet. Celebrate. Sip champagne atop the graves of New York City slaves on Duane Street. 15,000 ghosts swarm around us, not counting the Algonquin. I solemnly swear to never file a petition for any other alien. You are not a native of Fidel's Cuba. You are not for that commie shit. Do not pass go. Do not collect a welfare check. I swear I haven't aided any alien, trafficked brown bodies on Ellis. I swear I never peddled my ass, and I never intended to sabotage, kidnap, hijack, control, overthrow the government, never intended acts of torture, genocide, killing, sexual contact, forced or threatened. My alien, what do you know of private prisons or prison camps, detention, labor, the right to bear a U.S. citizen child? Not Hispanic. Not Hispanic. Select all applicable boxes. Enter the marriage in good faith. Select only one box. I can read and understand English. Why can't you learn my language? Asked the Algonquin. We immigrant, we alien, take a number. Further, certify the marriage in accordance with the customs of the place, not the purpose of procuring human rights, my alien. Pledge allegiance to ghosts, sunken ships, human cargo, buried tribes, naked children, bloated corpses, auction blocks, and above all, to true love.